Thank you for calling Astrology Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com customer service department. My name is Miles. How can I assist you?
Hey, Miles. I placed an order and you guys took my payment January 14th, and I never received anything from you guys yet.
Okay, let's see here. I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay. Can you provide the email address associated with the order?
Cat, C-A-T, C-U-R-T, at yahoo.com. Cat, Kurt, C-A-T, C-U-R-T, at yahoo.com.
Thank you. And the name associated with the account?
Catrice Holmes.
And your date of birth?
6/20/1978.
Okay, thank you. And on your account, it indicates that you have not purchased any products.
Well, showing it took it out of my account, minus $34.98.
And what would be the description of the charge?
It just says $34.98 out. It came out of my account, and it was ended in my credit card in 5165.
Well, yes, I understand, but what would it indicate as the name of the company that charged you?
What you mean? I got the email from you guys. I got it all right here. I got my invoice ID number. I got everything.
Right, I understand.
And I got the shipping. The shirt was $29.99. The shipping was $4.99. You guys sent me the email back, the invoice ID, the transaction ID number.
So
I never ordered
your...
from you guys before. This is the first time I ever ordered, and I just was like, I had ordered something. After I work at a dental practice, so I was like, let me call. Then I went in, I searched. I was like, let me see if it came out of my account. Looked in my Wells Fargo account. It was a transaction. It was taken out because I said if I didn't hear from you guys, I was going to call my bank.
But with the charge, does it say Astrology Answers? Does it say anything?
HTTP://www.astrologyanswers.com, and then on the bottom it says support at astrologyanswers.com, and then it has my invoice number, it has my transaction number, it has my address where it was shipped to, it has the time and date that it was purchased.
Could you have provided any other email address when you made the purchase?
No, because you guys emailed it back to me.
Because there's on the account.
The only thing I did, my credit card is linked up to my PayPal, and I even went in my bank and I went in my PayPal because it's my own money. It was my debit card. It says it right here. You'll see PayPal astrologically on your card statement, and that's what I saw too on my card statement. So I went in my credit card, look, because I can check online. And then I went on here. So what I did, that's when I was happy I got a number and I called. Because on the seller info, it has your number automatically.
Yeah, on this account associated with your email, catkurt@yahoo.com, there's not any purchase. There's also not an account having been created at the website.
I didn't. I just ordered it. I placed the order, and you guys, I put in my credit card. I can send you this email if you want me to you guys. You took it out of my account. So even if you didn't ship the shirt off, I just called my credit card and let them to dispute it because I want my money back if it's not coming.
Well,
but it was taken out of my account. I have two. It shows it on my credit card. It shows it right here on my PayPal activity. I got an email, same thing, in the email, everything I got from you guys.
Okay. Well, I'm not
I just only called because I got off work today. I never get off. I work at a dental practice. I was like, gosh, the payment was taken out January 14th. I'm like, I kept asking my husband, have you received anything? He was like, no. He was like, hasn't nothing came here? And then I'm like, well, let me just search it.
I understand. Let's see here.
And like I said, this is the first time I never even ordered anything. I just wanted it. I saw it, you know, with the symbol Gemini, and I placed the order. And it has all you guys' information. Do you want the transaction ID number?
No, not currently.
Because it's a transaction ID number, an invoice ID number. So I didn't create this myself.
Right. I understand. And I'm trying to locate the purchase. Let's see here.
I know sometimes mistakes can happen, but you guys took this off my card, and I did purchase. This is the amount. You know, it has the purchase. The T-shirt was $29.99, shipping $4.99. The total amount was $34.98. It tells you it took it right off of my debit card, ending in 5165. And then
okay.
It says you'll see PayPal Astrology on your card statement. And I saw it on my statement as well, too. And it was coming to 9122 Trayburn Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28216.
I understand. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. And I have a few places that I can look to see if I can locate the order. Let's see, that could be where the order could be. Let's see.
It has what
do
I got.
This.
It has the size.
Because it's a physical product, maybe it might be that I need to look in a different location. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Okay. Ah, got it. Okay, cool. Yeah, because it was a physical product. It was actually located in another location due to the way that the orders are fulfilled for the physical product, like what you ordered. So can you confirm the name associated with the account?
Catrice Holmes.
And the address?
9122 Treyburn, T-R-E-Y-B-U-R-N Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28216.
And the phone number?
402, this is my work line, but 402-957-0528.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here. And I see the order is listed as fulfilled, but I don't see any tracking information as of yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. And just like you said I didn't place an order. Then you find it. So that's why I'm like, I never ordered from you guys. And this just, I don't know. Should I dispute it, get my money refunded back? Because that's a long time, January 14th.
Oh, no, you shouldn't dispute it. It's going to be mailed out as quickly as possible. Let's see here. So, let's see here. And the reason I said you didn't place an order is because I was looking in, we have a database for orders if you're a member and then you order some of the digital products or maybe like the the tarot deck or the runes or things of that nature, they show up in a different location. But for the physical product, like a t-shirt, it's in a different database. So that's why I couldn't see it at first, and I apologize. It gets a little bit confusing when the, when there's multiple different places to have to look to find an order. If you can, you know, if that makes any sense, you know, because I'm looking in the original database, nothing, it says no order. Then I have to look in another database and then another database. And then I finally found it. But it's also a learning, you know, I learned a little bit. So,
what do I do?
Well, it looks like maybe there's tracking. Let me see what happens if I use this link that I'm seeing in the notes. What is this?
You know, because I don't want to be waiting another month and then you say it has never come.
It will come. Okay, so let's see here.
I knew it was going to take that long. I said, I travel. I'm like, I would have not ordered.
Okay, let's see here. And there's one more place that I can look to see if I can find any tracking.
Okay, because I was just like, you know, at first you said you didn't see it. I was like, that was January 14th.
Yeah, that's because I was looking in the database for digital products and then the other products that are offered to members who've created an account on the website. So that's why it looked like there wasn't an order. And I apologize about that. Because there's so many different places to look for orders, it makes it a little bit confusing for the customer service agent.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me reach out to my manager.
You want to give me a call back?
Sure. No, you can, if you don't mind, I mean, you can just remain on the line with me. It's not a problem,
okay,
if that's okay with you. Uh-huh. Let's see. Okay, let's see here. Let's see here. All right. And I have a manager responding, and I apologize for the delay.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. And your patience is greatly appreciated. And my manager is still looking into this. Okay.
And my manager is still looking into it. Now
okay.
She's typing me a message. Let's see what it says. Okay, so my manager says that what I would need to do is I would need to escalate this so we can get this issue resolved for you as quickly as possible.
Okay, but you said you were trying to get a tracking number.
Well, there's no tracking number available. I'm not sure what's going on with this. In regards to why it hasn't already shipped. Let's see.
And then you found all the information, and so, yeah, that's what I'm just curious, when it's coming.
Right, exactly. Okay, so let me go ahead and get this escalation filed. Let's see. Well, like my manager is still communicating with me. Let's see. Okay, let's see here.
If we can't get it resolved, they can refund me back my money. I'm okay with that.
Well, we will get the issue resolved for you. Because customer service is our first priority. Most important, because without customers like yourself, we wouldn't be able to exist. So we're going to make sure that we do get the issue resolved for you. And I really appreciate your patience and your kindness.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. As a customer service agent, I deal with a lot of people, and I really appreciate, you know, how courteous and patient you've been with me. Let's see here. So just to confirm, the shipping info was Catrice Holmes, 9122 Trayburn Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28216, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, let's see here. So, and is the phone number that you've called from the best number to reach you at, 980-395-6828?
No, you can call me at 402-957-0528.
Correct me if I've made a mistake. 402-957-0528. Is this correct?
Yes, but area code 402-957-0528.
Thank you. Let's see here. Or by email, and I already provided the email, so I'll provide it again. I just want to be as thorough as possible, make sure my manager has as much detailed information as possible. So if he does need to reach out to you, he will be able to do so. Let's see here. Let's see. see here. Oh, okay. Let's see here. All right. Okay, so I've escalated the issue over to the manager, and he'll take whatever action is necessary to make sure that the issue is resolved. And was there anything else that I might be able to assist with today here at AstrologyAnswers.com customer service department?
No, I just, so if I don't hear back or if I don't receive it, then what do I do?
Well, give us a call back, but you should absolutely receive communication from the manager. As I requested in the communication that I provided to the manager, I requested that he please follow up with you to provide you with an update. And he's real good about doing things like that. You know, he's real good about following up.
Because if not, I'm going to call back, and then my next resort, I'm going to just ask for a refund back.
Well, I mean, if that's what you choose to do, that's perfectly okay, because if the shirt hasn't shipped, then there would not be any issue with us providing you with a refund and canceling the order. I don't see any problem with that.
Okay.
But we would prefer to provide you with your product that you're that you would like to have, because you spent your hard earned money to order the product, and you took the time out of your day that you could have been using to do other things to actually order the product. So so that would indicate that it does mean something to you and that you do want it. So we would like to provide it to you. And I'm sure my manager will be able to, get it figured out and get you some communication to let you know what we're going to do. And, he won't keep you in the dark. And if he requires,
but you did sign it. You did see it on your end now, right?
Oh yes, I saw the I provided every single link necessary in the email that I sent to my manager. So that he can, so that he will have zero problems finding or being able to see the order and attempt to determine what the situation is, and then also to find a resolution.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I might be able to assist with today here at AstrologyAnswers.com customer service department?
No, thank you.
Well, I thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com customer service department. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good night.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.